Welcome to Shoulders Down, a podcast for truth seekers who want to heal their relationships with food and body. I'm your host, Leah Kern, and I'm an anti-diet dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, and fellow truth seeker with personal experience navigating disordered eating. In this podcast, you'll learn to harness your body's innate wisdom to govern not just how you eat, but also how you live. It's my mission to help you heal your relationship with food and body so you can live your most aligned and fulfilling life. Welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome back to another episode of Shoulders Down. If you're new here, hello. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Leah, and I'm the host of this podcast. I'm an intuitive eating dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, and I have had my own struggles with disordered eating, which makes me incredibly passionate about helping folks heal their relationship with food and body, because I have been where you are, and I know how freaking freeing it can be to get to a point where food and body image concerns are no longer a problem in your life. I am also someone who uses cannabis. I have had cannabis as part of my lifestyle for several years, and the role that it's played in my lifestyle has shifted over the years. These days, I live in California. Dispensaries are accessible. I tend to like to have a little gummy most nights when I finish work while I'm cooking dinner as an unwind. And I got passionate about talking about the intersection between cannabis and intuitive eating because in my own story, when I was in college, I went to the University of Vermont. Cannabis was a big part of the scene there, probably still is. What happened for me was when I was on my own intuitive eating journey, I was like feeling so out of control around food when I was high. And it was really irritating and frustrating because I was making so much progress on binge eating and feeling in control around food when sober. But when I'd get high from smoking weed, it was like all bets were off. And that was really shitty because I was like, damn, this intuitive eating framework is so powerful. It was changing my life when I was learning about it first, and it still has. But I was like, I felt kind of like torn. I was like, well, I want to be able to still have cannabis as part of my lifestyle because it was a big part of my social life at that point. I like it for creativity and many different reasons. But I felt like I think I have to choose. Like it didn't feel like it was possible to have both, to have a peaceful relationship with food, to be an intuitive eater, and to be a person who uses cannabis. And so that happened, and you know, fast forward several years, I became a dietitian, opened my practice, have been seeing clients, and I don't know what it is about me, but for whatever reason, I attract several clients who also use cannabis as part of their lifestyle. Not all of my clients, certainly not all of them. I worked with several amazing clients who some have cannabis as part of their lifestyle, some don't. So in the clients that I worked with the clients who I worked with over the years who did use cannabis as part of their lifestyle, whether that was smoking weed or using edibles, I came to see certain themes, right? Where so many of them were sharing that, okay, this intuitive eating thing is great, but like, how do I translate these skills for when I'm under the influence of weed? And a lot of them had the same struggles that I shared early on in my intuitive eating journey, where they were feeling out of control when high, and it felt like all the intuitive eating skills they were learning were like out the window. And it was frustrating because it felt like, okay, I'm finally getting to this place where I'm not binging when sober, but when I get high, and you know, for a lot of the people I work with, that's either part of their mental health, a mental health tool, like, or it's something that they enjoy recreationally, or there's many different reasons people like having it as part of their lifestyle. And I worked with so many clients who felt like they had to choose, just like I did. So over the years, I started to really synthesize big themes that I was seeing and like the reasons why people binge went high. And it's probably not what you think. So stay tuned to learn the actual reasons that you might be binging while high. And then I started to really iron out concrete tips and tools for approaching being able to have a peaceful relationship with food, even when under the influence of cannabis, how to stop binging when high or stop eating past comfortable fullness when high. I know some people don't resonate with the word binging. And so all of this backstory is to say that this is how I started kind of getting into this niche of cannabis and intuitive eating. I've now spoken on several podcasts about this topic. I've got several blog posts on it. I've done a podcast episode extensively. It's like 2 years old at this point, but still great info about cannabis and intuitive eating. And last year, I hosted my first annual cannabis and intuitive eating masterclass. This year, I'm hosting my second annual cannabis and intuitive eating workshop, calling it a workshop instead of a masterclass this year. It just feels like a better fit of a term. So that is why I am bringing you this bonus episode today. This is a bonus episode. We usually publish weekly, but you're getting blessed with this second episode coming to your feed this week because of this really exciting announcement about the Cannabis and Intuitive Eating Masterclass. So before I dive into the topic of today's episode, which is answering the question, is it possible to eat intuitively when high? Before we dive into that question, I want to invite you to enroll in the Cannabis and Intuitive Eating Workshop. This workshop is being held on Thursday, April 18th, and it is an hour long. It's over Zoom. If you can't attend live, that's okay. You can still enroll and you will get the access to the recording. And this workshop is here to teach you how to eat intuitively while using cannabis so that you can get high in peace without binge eating from the munchies. I absolutely love teaching on this topic, and I can't wait to see you there. If you struggle with cannabis and binge eating or eating past comfortable fullness, you definitely want to enroll in this workshop. Let me tell you, there's not a lot of people talking about this. I only host this workshop once a year, and I'm not sure that this recording of this workshop will be on sale after the fact. So you definitely want to enroll now. As a listener of the podcast, I'm gifting you a $15 off coupon code. So you can use the code podcast at checkout and get $15 off your enrollment in the workshop. So you can learn more and enroll via the link in the show notes. So if you are like nodding along so far and you're like, yup, I'm a cannabis user and I am curious what this is all about. Maybe you're someone who wants to enjoy a mellow unwind with cannabis after work, but you can't stand the fact that your high is constantly being tainted by the physical discomfort of eating past comfortable fullness. Maybe you do that thing where you swear that this time will finally be the night that you don't eat out of control when you're high. But as soon as the cannabis kicks in, you're hit with the munchies and you find yourself unable to stop thinking about all the dreamy snack combinations in the kitchen. Maybe you find yourself in the kitchen to make yourself a snack, hoping that you'll be able to eat a comfortable amount this time and then stop. But once you have that sweet snack, you have to go for the savory and then back to sweet and then back to savory. And so it goes until the next thing you know, your stomach feels really funky from a mix of a lot of different foods. Maybe you've been in this position and you wish that there was a way to enjoy the experience of using cannabis without the unwanted side effects of eating out of control. The first step to stop feeling out of control around food when you're high is actually understanding the root cause of why you're binge eating in the first place. It's a really common misconception that binging while high happens because of the cannabis, like the drug in and of itself. However, there are plenty of people who don't binge when high, so we know that the cannabis in and of itself can't be the cause. I have several friends who I remember in college, it just like wasn't a problem for them. So that means that it wasn't like the weed or the strain of weed itself, because in that case, everyone who had it would feel out of control. And that wasn't what was happening. And that's not what happens. This is because the truth is binging while high has much more to do with our conscious or unconscious disordered eating habits. So in this episode, we're going to go through the four most common reasons that could explain why you're feeling out of control around food when smoking weed or consuming cannabis edibles. Okay, the first reason is that you might be using the high as a permission slip to eat your favorite foods. When we think about the munchies, most of the foods that typically come to mind are those energy-dense, aka calorie-dense, foods that diet culture often considers junk. I don't like the word junk, but that's the term that we often hear in diet culture. If you're someone who has been influenced by diet culture, which if you're a person living in the world listening to this podcast, you certainly are, it's likely that you feel guilty allowing yourself unconditional permission to enjoy your favorite foods. And as a result, you might feel like you need an excuse to justify eating your favorite foods. Whether or not you are conscious of doing so, you might be doing this thing where you're like using cannabis as a permission slip to eat everything you've been wanting to eat when sober, but haven't felt like it was acceptable to allow yourself to eat. When you only allow yourself to eat certain foods when high, only under the circumstances, right? Well, like, I can only have this because I'm high. Your brain registers these foods as scarce. And it's because they are scarce, right? Like, you can only have these foods on, you know, the times when you get high, which is probably, you're probably high less often than you're sober. So your brain is like, ooh, we have to hop at this opportunity while we have the chance. Scarcity triggers that last supper mentality, this phenomenon where you feel the need to gorge yourself on the foods you've been restricting before you lose your chance. So this is one of the most common reasons why I see folks binging while high. And we're not going to really fully dive into it in this episode, the solutions, but just to kind of say, you know, this one is a pretty straightforward solution that we'll dive much more deeply into in the Cannabis and Intuitive Eating Workshop. But to address this problem, you might consider intentionally incorporating your munchy foods when sober. How to do that? I do it in a systemic way. I have lots of tips and thoughts and ideas on how to go about doing that because I know that can seem really scary and easier said than done. And that's something, again, that we will dive so much more deeply into in our workshop on April 18th. Okay, the second reason why I'm seeing folks binge while under the influence of cannabis is because they save up eating for when they're high. If you tend to binge when you're high, you might find yourself saving up calories throughout the day to compensate. Maybe you're inclined to save up eating for when you're high due to the heightened pleasure sensations that can happen when we eat under the influence of cannabis. Saving up eating for when high causes you to enter into the cannabis experience extremely hungry, which triggers the body's primal compensatory response to eat past fullness. This is because hunger and fullness work like a pendulum, right? The further we pull that pendulum in the direction of hunger, the more it's going to smack in the other direction of past comfortable fullness. So if you enter into an eating experience at like, you know, tanks on empty, extremely hungry, your body's natural compensatory response will be to land you equally in the opposite direction of extremely full. So again, we're not going to fully dive into the solution, but just to give you like a little idea here, try entering into the cannabis experience adequately nourished to avoid this pendulum swing from extreme hunger to extreme fullness. Again, I know that that kind of advice can be so much easier said than done. Lots of questions can come up with that of like, okay, well, I feel guilty eating before I'm high because I feel like if I eat before I'm high, then I'll just eat even more food because I'll also eat when I'm high. These kinds of different questions are the types of things that we're going to troubleshoot and workshop together in the Cannabis and Intuitive Eating Workshop. Okay, the number three reason why you might be binging while high is because you might just be feeling out of touch with your body's cues in this state. If you've been working to heal your relationship with food, you may find that you're finally getting the hang of understanding your internal signals when sober. But understanding your body's cues and signals when under the influence of cannabis is a different ballgame. It's not uncommon to experience ease with honoring body cues in a sober state while finding it difficult to hear these cues in a high state. This is because it's like learning a different like dialect of your body's language. Your body's like, you know, okay, you're fluent in the language of your body's cues when sober, but suddenly when high or even drunk or under the influence of different substances, those cues feel a little different. They sound a little different. Your brain is firing differently. So it's a different experience to hear those cues, and that can make it harder to hear the cues for fullness, hear the cues for, ooh, actually, like, I am craving a snack, but I'm craving something that's, like, you know, more juicy and hydrating versus, I don't know, something that's more, like, salty or whatever it is. Going into the cannabis experience with the expectation that your cues might be altered is going to be a really important step to prevent binge eating. This might sound, like, really simple, but I think it's often overlooked. And we also need to remember to practice self-compassion if we find it difficult to get in touch with body cues when we're in this altered state. You're in the process of learning, right? It's another learning experience. It's going to take time to get those cues down when in this altered state. And again, something I'll give you much more concrete tips on in the workshop. Okay, the fourth reason that you might be feeling out of control around food when high is because you might be attempting to fill the void of an unmet need. When we are no longer hungry, but we feel compelled to keep eating, it's often the case that we're attempting to get another need met. Some people might experience heightened emotions when under the influence of cannabis just because the brain is sort of firing differently. You might be accessing different neural pathways that you're not used to accessing when sober, and that could bring up different emotions that could come to light, and this could trigger you to have different needs. But the reality is that no amount of food will meet the emotional need, which is why we can end up binging. Instead of turning to food to fill the void, we might begin by asking ourselves, what do I really need in this moment? Maybe it's a desire for connection or intellectual stimulation or relaxation or creativity. By identifying the underlying emotion and the underlying need, you can work to address the root of your needs instead of turning to food to fill that void. And on a similar note, something interesting that I didn't like have listed as one of these reasons, but something I talk about in the workshop, sometimes we binge while high because we're just so enjoying the experience of connecting with our heightened senses while under the influence of cannabis. It's true, right? Cannabis really does allow us to experience our senses in a heightened way. But I think what we forget is that we have other senses. The sense of taste isn't our only sense. So if you have a underlying need that you're desiring as part of your cannabis experience to get to revel in your heightened senses, well, we can access other senses, right? You can take a hot shower, light a candle, hold a warm cup of tea, engage in self-pleasure or self-massage or intimate pleasure with a partner. There's so many other senses that you can access in order to really get that need met of reveling in your heightened senses when high. So this is one of my favorite things to talk about that I can't wait to expand on in the workshop. In closing, my final thoughts here are that some final thoughts and reflections here for you to walk away with. The first step to stop feeling out of control around food while high is to understand what's driving your binging in the first place. So take a moment to consider which of the previously mentioned reasons resonate with you, if it's any of them. There also are a few other circumstances and reasons that could be going on here that, again, we'll talk about more of those nuanced situations in the workshop. But to recap, these reasons are you might be using the high as a permission slip to eat your favorite foods, saving up eating for when high. It might be because you're out of touch with your body's cues in the altered state of being high. Or it might be because you're attempting to fill the void of an unmet need. It could be some combination of the above. I know for most of my clients, that's usually the case. So once you identify what the reason is, that you're binging while high or the combination of reasons, then we can get in and start to give you some really good tools to use to prevent binging while high. And I gave you sort of like overviews of suggestions today in this podcast episode. In the workshop, we're going to dive so much more deeply on tips, and there's also going to be a part of the workshop for Q&A so we can really work through any unique life situations. I know sometimes like generic tips and tools, you're like, okay, but how do I actually apply this to my situation where XYZ thing is happening for me when I use cannabis and when I feel out of control around food? So you can either submit questions anonymously if you want to email them to me before. And if you can't make the workshop live, you'll hear me talk through them in the recording, or you can submit them even if you can make the workshop live, if you just feel awkward sharing what's going on. Or, of course, you're welcome to ask any questions if you do attend live. So to answer this question, the question of can you be an intuitive eater and also be a person who uses cannabis? The answer is 100,000% yes. You absolutely can have a peaceful relationship with food. You can enjoy getting high without constantly thinking about what snack you're eating next, or feeling gross from how much you just ate, or waking up with that food hangover the next morning where you're like, oh, I feel so gross from how much I ate when I was high last night. It is absolutely possible. And the reason why you feel out of control around food, as I said earlier, is not the weed in and of itself. It's these reasons we just walked through in today's episode. And there are so many different tools and strategies that I have for you to work through any of these number of reasons that you might be binging while high, so that you can have that peaceful experience of getting high without feeling out of control. And this is exactly what I'd love to teach you how to do in the Cannabis and Intuitive Eating Workshop. I can't wait to teach this workshop. I think it's such a needed gap that so many folks are scared to talk about still, even though cannabis is like legal in so many places. I think that it's something that there's still like this taboo around it. But the reality is so many people use it as part of their lifestyle, whether it's medicinally or recreationally. And both of those, in my view, are equally as valid. And you deserve to have cannabis in your life if it's something that you enjoy or find benefits from, without the feeling of the unwanted side effects of binge eating. And I would love to help get you there with this workshop. Also, the folks who attend the workshop are going to get a special offer for an opportunity to work together one-to-one in a much discounted way, a unique package that I don't typically offer. But folks who attend the workshop are going to get the opportunity to take advantage of this. And you'll learn more about that if you sign up in the emails and at the workshop. I'll chat a little bit about it at the end. So I can't wait to have you there. If this has resonated with you at all, I hope to see you there. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at leah@leahkernrd.com. Again, the link to learn more about this workshop and enroll is in the show notes. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Shoulders Down. If you enjoyed the episode, if it inspired you, or if you learned something, consider sharing it with someone to help spread the anti-diet message. A special thanks to Softer Sounds for producing the podcast and making these conversations sound as beautiful as they feel. For more intuitive eating and body image support, visit leahkernrd.com and check out the blog and our free resources. To stay in tune with me and what's happening in my business and personal life, subscribe to my newsletter at leahkernrd.com/newsletter. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.